If Albert Einstein, the great scientist, was in fact the smartest man who ever lived, his brain probably had a lot to do with it. But you know, for years after the great scientist's death in 1955, almost no one knew where Albert Einstein's brain was. It finally turned up in a cookie jar at the home of the maverick pathologist who had removed the brain after Einstein's death. So, when freelance reporter Mike Paterniti tracked down this pathologist and offered to drive both him and Einstein's brain across the United States to visit Einstein's granddaughter, you know this was the start of an adventure. VOA's Adam Phillips has more on this story.
The poet Emily Dickinson wrote that the brain is wider than the sky. Assuming she was just talking about regular brains, one could suppose that Albert Einstein's brain might be even bigger. But it's not so, says journalist Mike Paterniti, who describes the famous organ as it first appeared to him bobbing in its bath of 42-year-old formaldehyde.
The brain today is cut up into hundreds of pieces, and so the solution is full of bits of brain and neurons and veins, and the chunks float freely. All of it creates the impression of a very chunky soup that is highly unappetizing. It doesn't look smart. It looks kind of sad.
For 42 years, Einstein's brain had been in the possession of Dr. Thomas Harvey, the pathologist who performed the autopsy on Einstein at Princeton Hospital following the great man's sudden death. After extracting the organ, Dr. Harvey simply swiped it and refused to give it up. Not to the family, not to the army, and not to the hospital, although he did send slices of it to an elite few for research purposes.
Ultimately, he was fired from the hospital. And when he was fired, he took the brain with him. And he kept the brain in a glass cookie jar in his garage. And with each passing year and passing decade, he fell into lesser and lesser circumstances until he fell out of touch.
But Mr. Paterniti says interest in the brain and its larger significance never died out.
There are many people who regard Einstein today even as a prophet, a cosmic visionary, something of a holy man. And there are others who believe that that is pure hogwash.
This is your brain, got it all under control. Both hands on the wheel, stay in your lane.
Mr. Paterniti himself views Albert Einstein as a symbol of both intelligence and spirituality, as well as an excellent reason to go out on the road. That nearly 6,500-kilometer pilgrimage featured some very funny, altogether American moments.
And to, you know, drive through McDonald's drive-thrus with it, and to carry it into Holiday Inns, and place it on top of television sets that had 80 channels of cable TV.
Through most of that trip to California, Mr. Paterniti chose not to tell anyone about the precious cargo stashed inside their shiny teal Skylark. But he recalls the moment when he was pulled over somewhere in Kansas for speeding, and he almost cracked.
As the police officer was asking me questions, I was very tempted to confess that we had the brain in the trunk of the car, and I'm not sure why that was, but I'm glad I held my tongue, because otherwise I think we would have ended up in jail.
The trip itself was most relaxing. The normally talkative Mr. Paterniti simply drove and listened to music, while his passenger, the gentle Dr. Harvey, now 85 years old, smiled inwardly to himself and watched America roll by. The brain, for its part, simply sloshed quietly in its container in the luggage compartment, where, for all anyone knows, it still is. Mr. Paterniti has become tight-lipped himself on the subject.
The brain is, it's at an undisclosed location. So I know where it is, but I can't say.
You don't have to be Einstein to guess that Michael Paternitti is writing a book on his experience with the brain, which will be published internationally next year. I'm Adam Phillips.
This is VOA News Now.